Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Chav Hei, the third parak, Kol HaGet. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, Rav Hoshaya asks Rav Yehuda, Amar lo Lavrar, Kasevo Eze Shetetze BePesach Tchila Mao. If one said to the sofer, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first, what's the halacha? Can Breira be applied to retroactively consider the get written for the one who later exited the doorway? He resulted from our Mishnah, which taught that if a sofer was asked to write a get for the wife which he will later choose, it's invalid, proving we do not rely on Breira. Rav Hoshaya challenges from a Mishnah about Korban Pesach, where someone told his sons, I'm shechting the Pesach for whichever of you comes first to Yerushalayim, and it concludes, Kevin Sheniknas Rishon Rosh Rubo, as soon as the first one enters Yerushalayim, with the head and most of his body, Zaka Bechelko Mezaka Ezelch of Imo, he acquires his portion and acquires portions for his brothers along with him. We see then that we do rely on Breira to include them in the Pesach. Rav Yehuda responded that this case was not based on Breira, for the father had actually intended the Pesach to be for all his children. He only told them otherwise, Kedei Lazarzon B'mitzvahs, to galvanize them in mitzvahs. The Gemara brings two proofs to this point. Point number two, Abaya wondered, Kabay Minei Tol B'das Acherim. Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda about Breira, where one hinges the determination on the decision of others, meaning the wife who chooses to leave first, but Kapashalei Tol B'das Atzmo, and Rav Yehuda resolved it for him from a case of one who hinges the determination on his own decision, meaning whichever he later chooses to divorce. V'hadar Mosivra Tol B'das Acherim, and Rav Hoshaya later challenged him from a case of one who hinges the determination on the decision of others, meaning the brother who first reaches Yerushalayim. Perhaps the cases cannot be compared, because leaving the determination to others indicates he has finalized his own decision, whereas when he leaves the determination to his own decision, perhaps we cannot rely on Breira since he remains uncertain. Rava rejected this distinction and said that anyone who relies on Breira does so in both cases. Anyone who does not in either case. And point number three, Ramasharshi attempted to prove that two Tanaim do make the above distinction. He first established that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both do not rely on Breira in a case betol b'das atzma from a brisa, where one wishes to drink from kusi wine, which is tevel, and declares that the truma and maisu he'll later separate are designated now. Both Tanaim do not allow him to drink based on this method, apparently because they do not rely on Breira in such a case. Yet each can be shown to rely on Breira in a case of tol b'das acherim. Rabbi Yehuda validates a get, which is made dependent retroactively on whether the husband dies from his current illness, which depends on Hashem's decision. A braisa is quoted to prove the same about Rabbi Shimon. Harini bo'alech amanashi yirtza abba. One who says, I'm having relations with you to effect kedushin on condition that my father consents to the marriage. Rabbi Shimon is quoted as saying, ratza av mukudeshes. If the father consents, she's married. Lo ratza av ain't mukudeshes. But if the father does not consent, she's not married. This shows that the later decision of the father retroactively affects kedushin. Rava rejects this proof because their position by truma of wine is not because of Breira, but out of concern that the wineskin might break open and the wine will spill out before separating the truma and miser. This will result in his having drunk tevel retroactively. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Hoshaya asks Rav Yehuda, Amar lo Lavrar, Kasev lo Eze Shetetze BePesach Tchila Mahu. If one said to the sofer, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first, what is the halacha? Can Breira be applied to retroactively consider the get written for the one who later exited the doorway? He resulted from our Mishnah, which taught that if a sofer was asked to write a get for the wife which he will later choose, it's invalid, proving we do not rely on Breira. Rav Hoshaya challenges from a Mishnah about Korban Pesach, where someone told his sons, I'm shechting the Pesach for whichever of you comes first to Yerushalayim, and it concludes, Kevin Sheniknas Rishon Rosh Rubo, as soon as the first one enters Yerushalayim, with the head and most of his body, Zaka Bechelko Mezaka Ezelch of Imo, he acquires his portion and acquires portions for his brothers along with him. We see then that we do rely on Breira to include them in the Pesach. Rav Yehuda responded that this case was not based on Breira, for the father had actually intended the Pesach to be for all his children. He only told them otherwise, Kedei Lazarzon B'mitzvahs, to galvanize them in mitzvahs. The Gemara brings two proofs to this point. Point number two, Abaya wondered, Kabay Minei Tol B'das Acherim. Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda about Breira, where one hinges the determination on the decision of others, meaning the wife who chooses to leave first, but Kapashalei Tol B'das Atzmo, and Rav Yehuda resolved it for him from a case of one who hinges the determination on his own decision, meaning whichever he later chooses to divorce. V'hadar Mosivra Tol B'das Acherim, and Rav Hoshaya later challenged him from a case of one who hinges the determination on the decision of others, meaning the brother who first reaches Yerushalayim. Perhaps the cases cannot be compared, because leaving the determination to others indicates he has finalized his own decision, whereas when he leaves the determination to his own decision, perhaps we cannot rely on Breira since he remains uncertain. Rava rejected this distinction and said that anyone who relies on Brera does so in both cases. Anyone who does not in either case. And point number three, Ramasharshi attempted to prove that two Tanaim do make the above distinction. He first established that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both do not rely on Brera in a case betolah b'das atzma, from a brisa, where one wishes to drink from kusi wine, which is tevel, and declares that the truma and maaser he'll later separate are designated now. Both Tanaim do not allow him to drink based on this method, apparently because they do not rely on Brera in such a case. Yet each can be shown to rely on Brera in a case of tol b'das acherim. Rabbi Yehuda validates a get, which is made dependent retroactively on whether the husband dies from his current illness, which depends on Hashem's decision. A braisa is quoted to prove the same about Rabbi Shimon. Harini bo lech amanashi yirtza abba. One who says, I'm having relations with you to effect kedushin on condition that my father consents to the marriage. Rabbi Shimon is quoted as saying, ratza av mukudeshes. If the father consents, she's married. Lo ratza av ain't mukudeshes. But if the father does not consent, she's not married. This shows that the later decision of the father retroactively affects kedushin. Rava rejects this proof because their position by trum of wine is not because of Brera, but out of concern that the wineskin might break open and the wine will spill out before separating the trum and meiser. This will result in his having drunk tevel retroactively. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Hei, and our standard Siman is a silver anniversary, a 25-year anniversary. So here goes. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hide a sofa to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Brera doesn't work whether one is tol b'das atzmo or tol b'das acherim and refused to drink from the kusi tevel wine upon which he declared the truma and maaser later separated are designated now. Once again, slow motion. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more in Daf Chaf Hei. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hide a sofa to write a get for the wife that left the party first, which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda, if one said to a sofa, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first, what is the halacha? Can Brera be applied to retroactively consider the get written for the one who later exited the doorway? He resolved it from our mission, which taught that if a sofa was asked to write a get for the wife which he'll later choose, it's invalid, proving we do not rely on Brera. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofa to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Brera doesn't work, whether one is tol b'das atzmo or tol b'das acherim, which reminds us, Rava said that anyone who relies on Brera does so in both cases of tol b'das atzmo but tol b'das acherim. Anyone who does not in either case. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofa to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Brera doesn't work whether one is tol b'das atzmo or tol b'das acherim and refused to drink from the kusi tevel wine upon which he declared the truma and maaser who later separated are designated now. Which reminds us, Rav Masharshi attempted to prove that two Tanaim do make the distinction between tol b'das atzmo and tol b'das acherim. He first established Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both do not rely on Brera in a case of tol b'das atzmo from a brais where one wishes to drink from kusi wine which is tevel and declares that the truma and maaser who later separated are designated now. Both Tanaim do not allow him to drink based on this method, apparently because they do not rely on Brera in such a case. Rava rejects this proof because their position by Truma of wine is not because of Brera, but out of concern that the wineskin might break open and the wine will spill out before separating the Truma and Meiser. This will result in his having drunk Tevel retroactively. So once again, the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofa to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Brera doesn't work whether one is tol b'das atzmo or tol b'das acherim and refused to drink from the kusi tevel wine upon which he declared the truma and maaser who later separated are designated now. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf chafav. So the siman daf chafav is a car because people from Boston pronounce car ka. So here goes. The husband in the green race car, ka, that must be more duff. The husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get. Which reminds us, Rava said that if a husband wrote a get for his wife and placed it in the slave's hand, and he wrote her a shtar matana for the slave and gave it to her, she acquires the slave and is divorced with the get. Through the slave becoming her property, she can simultaneously acquire the get through the kinyan of chatzar. The Gemara clarifies that this is not a case of a chatzar maleches, a mobile courtyard, which cannot be used for acquisition, since it's not like an ordinary courtyard. because this is a case b'kafus, where the slave is bound and cannot walk, and qualifies as a chatzer for kinyanim. So the husband in the green race car, who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her gad, and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzer must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, which reminds us of Bai challenged Rava's two rulings, which validate a get given through gifting a chatzer. Since the law of chatzer to receive her get is derived from the word yada, her hand, it must resemble her hand, just as her hand acquires the get whether with her das or against her will, so too the chatzer must be able to acquire the get with her consent or against her will. But since a chatzer given as a gift requires her consent, since she can refuse the gift, it should not qualify to transfer a get. So the husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzer must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, pulled up to the tree at the finish line to have her get written on it, leaving a blank space for the makom torev to be filled in after it gets detached. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in Kosvin, b'mechubar l'karka, we do not write a get on something attached to the ground, since giving her the get would require cutting between the writing and giving. If he wrote it on something attached, then detached it, completed it, and gave it to her, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says, it's only valid if both the writing and signing were done on something detached. Now, although the first clause of the Mishnah implies that no writing can be done on an attached item, and the second clause rules that it's valid, the Gemara explains, v'hu shishir makom ha-torif. It's provided that he left a blank space for the torif, the critical writing of the get until after it was detached. Daf Chav Beis. So the simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company. Cab? That must be on Daf Chav Beis. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses various laws of Kinyan as they apply to perforated pots. If a person owned vegetables growing in someone else's perforated pot, and he purchased the pot, came in Shemasha Kana. Once he drew the pot near, he acquired the pot with Meshicha, which can acquire portable items. But if the owner of the pot purchased the vegetables, well, Kana Achiyakzik was wrong. He does not acquire them until he makes a chazaka on the vegetables. Since they're considered attached to the ground through the perforations, they require a kinyan of chazaka like any karka, such as weeding or hoeing. So the driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branches were in Chutz La'aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of Meiser as applies to perforated pots. If the pot's perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, and its branch extends into foreign land, Abaye says, Basa Nikvo Azlinan. We follow its perforation regarding Meiser, and since it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Meiser. Rava says, Basa Nofo Azlinan. We follow the branch regarding Meiser. So this plant is exempt from Meiser. The Gemara clarifies that if it took root in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, no one argues, and it is Chayv and Meiser, since it's physically rooted in Eretz Yisrael. Their argument is Bidul Ashrush, where it did not take root. So the driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branch was in Chutz La'aretz, was approached by a frantic woman with a get written on erased parchment who need to get to Beis Din quickly and present it on the same day it was given, which reminds us, the Tanakhama on the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alef Amud Beis taught that a get cannot be written on erased or unfinished parchment because it can be forged. But the Chamim say it's valid. The Gemara explains that the Chamim is Rabbi Elazar who holds Eidei Mesira Karti, the witnesses to the delivery, enable the get to sever the marriage. Those witnesses who must testify to the delivery before she can marry will realize if the get has been altered. Two disputes are recorded about the extent of this ruling. The first being that Rabbi Elazar the Amora said that it can only be relied on if she presents the get on the same day it was given. But afterwards, we are concerned the get had a condition attached, and she forged it to remove the condition. Since time elapsed from the divorce, the witnesses may not recall the condition. But Rabbi Yochanan says she can present the get for up to 10 days, and we assume the witnesses would recall any conditions attached to the get. Daf Chaf Gimel, so the simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The child who got out first at the green Kugelach game. Kugelach, that must be one Daf Chaf Gimel. The child who got out first at the green Kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous stop said, HaKol K'shen Lichtov is a get, afil Cher Shot V'katan. All are qualified to write a get, even a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor, although they lack the mental competence to write Lishma. Rav Huna clarifies, provided that a competent adult stands over him and instructs him to write the get for these particular people. An idolater cannot write a get, even with the Yisrael standing over him, because Ober Kochavim L'Daita Denavshiyav. An idolater acts according to his own mind, and we cannot rely on his following instructions. So, the child who got out first at the Green Kululach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan said that an eved cannot act as a shaliach for a get, l'fi she'enu b'Torah's get and b'kedushim, because he's not included in the law of Jewish divorce and marriage. Blazer challenged the implication that whoever is included in the law may act as a shaliach for it, because an idolater has the capacity to declare truma on his produce, yet a Mishnah teaches that he cannot be a shaliach to separate truma from Yisrael. The Gemara ultimately answers that the pasuk teaching shlichus says, gam atem, also you, requiring that just as you are b'nei bris, parties to the covenant of milah and mitzvos, your shaliach must be as well. An idolater is thus specifically excluded from ever acting as a shaliach, but a slave is not. So, the child who got out first at the Green Kululach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris. And then ran back to tell his friends that he saw a master give his shivcha a get shichra and tell her, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus is hereby freed. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses an eved being makabel get shichra on behalf of another eved, and brings a brace which teaches that if someone hands a get shichra to his maidservant and tells her, you remain a maidservant, but your fetus is hereby freed, she acquires the get on the fetus's behalf, which proves that she can receive a get for another from her own master. He answers that the brisa is Rebbe's opinion that HaMashachru Chetzi Avdo Kana, one who frees half his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. Because Rebbe also holds Uber Yerach Imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, this act of freeing the fetus is the equivalent of freeing one of her limbs. Dav Chav Dalad, so the Zimmer Dav Chav Dalad is a pitcher. So here goes. The woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher, that must be one Dav Chav Dalad, Kad. The woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam, which reminds the Gemara discusses when a woman bring your own get must say, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam. After several attempts are rejected, it answers that the husband told her, Havi Shalich Halacha Admatis Hatzim, be an agent for delivery until you arrive there at the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, Vikimatis Hatzim Shavi Shalich Kabbalah. And when you arrive there, appoint a Shalich for receiving the get from you, since that's the time of divorce, and Bafani Nechtav is required. So the woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtab Ubafani Nechtam, overheard scribes trained to write Gittin dictating a get to be written with certain names. Which reminds us, the third paragraph begins, Kol get shenechtav shloshim isha puzzle. Any get written not for the sake of the woman being divorced is invalid. To illustrate this principle, the Mishnah teaches four cases of increasing novelty. The first one is one overheard scribes dictating a get to be written with particular names, which matched his and his wife's names. The Gemara clarifies that these are scribes trained to write Gittin who did not write for divorce purpose. So the woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtab, Ubafani Nechtam, overheard scribes trained to write Gittin dictating a get to be written with certain names, while a man named Yosef ben Shimon holding a green pitcher with a shtar chov in it stood next to his neighbor named Yosef ben Shimon, who is holding an empty green pitcher, which reminds us. The Gemara infers from the third case of the Mishnah that one may use a get written for one wife, although his other wife has an identical name. The woman for whom the get was originally written, who produces the get in court, will be able to marry without concern that it was given to the other wife. Rava says, Zosomer Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadarim Bi'irachas. This proves that two people named Yosef ben Shimon, for example, living in the same city, Motzin Shtarchov Ba'al-Kherim, may produce a loan document against others, and the borrower cannot claim that the true lender is the other person with that name, since the shtar is in this man's possession. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that two people with the same name in the same city may produce a shtar chov against others, and the borrower can't claim it's the other person with that name? That's on Dav Chav Dalad. Good number 2. Which of the machlokes is whether a plant in a perforated pot that's in Eretz Yisrael but its branch is in Chutzlar, it's Chayv and Maaser? That's on Dav Chav Beis. Good number 3. Which of the one that just as a woman's hand acquires with and without her consent, so too a Kenyan Chatzar must acquire with and without her consent? That's on Dav Chavav. Good number 4. Which stuff do we discuss whether the case of Kusi Tevel wine was a case of Breira or not? That's on Dav Chavhei. Good number 5. Which of the one, if a woman has her husband's Eved with her get tattooed on the Eved's hand, she's not divorced since the Eved might have not been given to her? That's on Dav Chav. Good number 6. Which of the one, the Rav said that anyone who relies on Breira does so in both cases of Tol Bedas Atzmo and Tol Bedas Acherim. Anyone who does not in either case. That's on Dav Chavhei. Good number 7. Which Dav did we discuss the case of Sofrim training to write Gittin who did not write for a divorce purpose? That's on Dav Chavdal. Good number 8. Which stuff do you discuss what the halacha is regarding Breira in a case where one said to a sofa, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first? That's on Daf. Chavhei. Good number 9. Which stuff do you learn that an idolater cannot be a shaliach since he's not a ben bris? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn Rabbi Lazar holds that a get written on erased or unfinished paper must be presented in basin on the day it was given? That's on Daf. Chabez. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.